Self-proving affidavits. A notary isn't required to make the will valid. However, self-proving affidavits will certainly make it easier to probate the will after the testator dies. The self-proving affidavit does require a notary, and that can be done after the date that the will is signed. So it does not need to happen in the same ceremony. So if you have someone who can sign and you're not concerned about that person passing away between the date of execution of the will and the date that you can get the self-proving affidavits done, they could be done in separate signing ceremonies. However, a self-proving affidavit does require a notary, so you can't use an unsworn declaration for a self-proving proving affidavit. Now, in Bill's materials that are provided to you, he has attached some samples of very simple emergency situation wills. I would, again, plug Eric's materials from yesterday because he took Bill's very concise forms and condensed them down even further. So there is a lot of great material from Bill and from Eric, and their commentary is very valuable on this. Please check the materials for some sample forms there. We want to make sure that any financial power of attorney that we have our client sign is durable so that it becomes, it will remain or become effective upon the principal's incapacity. To make sure that it's durable, it must be in writing and signed by the principal, and it must be acknowledged before a notary by the principal or the other agent of the principal. There's really not any way around this acknowledged before a notary on the financial power of attorney, unfortunately. Or fortunately, it's there for a reason. And I know that that can sometimes make our practice difficult during these times, but there is good reason for, we would not want willy-nilly people to be able to sign these very important, powerful documents without some sort of checks and balance to make sure that this is the client's wishes and this is being executed according to the client's desires. So advanced directives, originally medical power of attorney and advanced directives to physicians required two witnesses. In the last 20 years or so, 10 or 15 years, the health and safety code was amended to allow a notary to be substituted for the two witnesses. And that same bill authorized electronic execution of those documents. Still required two witnesses or one notary, however. All right, on April 8th, Governor Abbott issued a suspension of some statutes that allows for remote notarization. And so we have, again, Eric and Bill and Reptil and many other people were involved behind the scenes trying to get these, not really executive orders signed, but these orders, these issuances from the governor to allow for some of this. So let's talk about what was covered under the suspension order. Self-proving affidavits on wills and codicils. The suspension order may be limited to just attested wills and codicils, not holographic ones. So this is from the April 8th order. Financial powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, directives to physicians, oaths of executors, administrators, and guardians. This is because some county clerks will not accept unsworn declarations for an oath of office. So there's no statutory impediment in using unsworn declarations in other documents, such as proof of deaths, appointment of resident agents, inventories, affidavits in lieu. So if you're signing those, you certainly could use an unsworn declaration. Check with your courts that you're filing in to determine if that court would accept an oath of office unsworn. Now, the remote notarization procedure spelled out in these recent orders requires the verification of the identity of the person signing the documents at the time the signature is taken using two-way video audio conference technology, so Zoom, FaceTime, any sort of video, Google Chat or something like that, Skype, any sort of two-way video audio technology. You must be able to verify the identity based on either personal knowledge of signing or signing through, or you must see an ID, a government issued ID. Oh goodness. Sorry, trying to manage this chat as well. I see we're getting a question. I'm going to hold on the questions, hoping to maybe cover it in just a minute. The signing person sends a legible copy of the signed document by fax or email to the notary, and then the notary notarizes the transmitted copy and returns it by fax or email.